We had a wonderful week with our VBS. Thank you for your prayers, and we thank God for His blessing.
我们有一个美好的暑期圣经学校，谢谢大家的祷告。
If you did not receive a bulletin, raise your hand, and the usher will be sure to give you one. If you did not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand.
如果你没有程序单，可以举手。
This year, our church's theme is Take Root Downward and Bear Fruit Upward.
今天我们的主题是向下扎根，往上结果。
And we're looking at sowing and reaping. This is a second message on sowing and reaping. And this has to do with judgment.
我们来看撒种与收割。这次我们是着重在审判。
In Revelation 20, in verse 13, we read these words, Each person was judged according to what they had done.
在启示录二十章，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
Let's bow our prayers, we prepare our hearts.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your blessing upon this past week at VBS.
所以我们为这过去这一周暑期圣经学校祷告。
We thank you for each one who is here today, and we pray that you would help us to put out of our minds other things and to hear your word today with open hearts.
我们祷告，让我们每一位有敞开的心，我们放下一切来听你的话语。
Father, I pray for your spirit to fill your servant, to give the words you would have, and may your spirit move in our midst and speak to us, we ask.
愿你的灵充满你的仆人，也在我们当中运行，叫我们敞开心来听你的话。
And open our hearts, open our minds, and give us an understanding of what sowing and reaping is.
开我们的心，让我们明白撒种与收割的意思。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
所以我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
So first of all, the question is asked here, what is sowing and reaping?
首先我们要问撒种与收割是什么意思。
Our theme verse in both locations, Isaiah and 2 Kings, we also see these words, sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat their fruit.
所以我们在我们开始的经文还有列王记下我们都看见。
So, this principle, a very important principle of sowing and reaping, the law of cause and effect, is a basic law of life.
我们在生活当中有一个基本的定律我们把它称为因果律。
And so the Bible calls it sowing and reaping.
圣经中把它称为播种与收割。
We also have consequences. We talk about what are consequences.
我们都知道做的是行事的后果。
The Bible tells us that they will bear the consequences of their sin.
圣经民数记里提到应当担当他的罪。
And Hosea chapter 8 verse 7 tells us this, that they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind.
何西阿书里面提到他们所种的是风所收的是暴风。
So we bear the consequences of our sin. All of us bear the consequences of our own deeds.
当你跟踪了一种不健康的生活方式，你就会收割到疾病和死亡。
Sometimes we hear a lot of idioms, expressions like this. Sow one's wild oats is often used with young people. A young person might say, I'm sowing my wild oats.
有时候你会听到各样的俗语，年轻人说他们种他们的野麦。
Now,This is often used to say, well, I just want to do what I want to do, an excuse, I'm sowing my wild oats, but they think that there are no consequences to this, but there are natural consequences.
这常常就是说年轻人他们的一个借口，他的含义就是说他们就想做他们想要做的。
Now, for example, a person says, well, I get drunk, and it's okay, I'm sowing my wild oats.But they will suffer the consequences either immediately or in the future.
就像有的人他酗酒他就说这个我要种我的野麦，意思说他就想放纵他自己去做他想做的，但是他就会有立刻的自然的后果。
We see often in the papers telling of a young person drunk and hitting in a car accident, hitting a tree or whatever, and dying in that car accident.
我们有时候就会读到这样的报道啊，年轻人他们酗酒喝醉了，开车就撞在树上，然后就死掉了。
Or they live a life, but in their old age, the alcohol has destroyed their liver.
啊，他或者说也许他们没有出车祸啊，但是这个酒精伤害了他们的肝。
We also have another expression we use: "What comes around goes around."
所以那个也许有时候我们有这个俗语，就是来了有怎么来，他就要怎么去。
As you make your bed, you must lie in it.
如果你打赌的话，你就会在上面滑跌。
So if we sow an unhealthy lifestyle, if we continue in sin, you will reap the disease and death.
如果你撒种的是一种不健康的生活方式，你收的就是疾病和死亡。
Here's the law of the harvest. It says this: the law of the harvest is to reap more than you sow. You sow one seed, and you reap many seeds.
这里有一个收获的定律，就是说你所收的比你所播种的要多。
For example, you sow an act and you reap a habit.
如果你种的是一个行为，那你就收获一个习惯。
And that habit, you sow that habit and you reap a character. It's expression of yourself.
如果你种的是一个习惯，那你就收获了一种性情。
And then you sow a character and you reap a destiny.
你种的是你的性情，那你就收获了一个结局。
So the key idea today I want you to think about with me carefully is this: judgment will come.
今天我们大家一起来仔细的思想，那个审判要来。
Payday is coming.
那个报应的日子要来。
When you work, you may get paid today for you what you work, or you may get paid in 2 weeks. I don't know what your job is like, or you might get paid once a month, but payday is coming.
刚才我说错了，应该是说付支票的日子。他说如果你上班的话，也可能你是每天收到你的薪水，也可能是按月来收。
My grandchildren are now got jobs, and a lot of them like to work as waiters or waitresses because they get their tips, they get paid immediately, and then later in the future.
我的孩子们还孙儿们，他们有的会做服务生啊，他们收到这个小费啊，那个是立刻拿到的。
But payday is coming. We know that. And so Galatians 6:7, God tells us this too. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
在加拉太书那里说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
So we're reminded that just as surely as a farmer can predict his crop based on the seed he sows, you can decide what you will grow in the garden of your life.
所以就像农夫他们知道说他们所收的就是他们所种的，你也可以有这样的确信说我们在我们生命之源中会长的是什么，就是你所种的。
In our backyard, we have a little garden. We planted the seeds of tomatoes, and we have tomato plants. We're not surprised. We planted tomato seeds. We have tomato plants.
我们后院好像有个园子。如果我们种的，比如撒的是番茄的种子，那我们就期待它长的是番茄。
And now we're growing some tomatoes. We're starting to pick tomatoes and be able to eat those tomatoes.
所以过后我们就可以在就可以摘番茄来吃这个番茄。
That's no surprise. What you sow, you reap.
我们不会奇怪，我们收的就是所种的。
We planted green peppers, but we didn't get bananas.
如果我们种青椒，我们不会收这个香蕉。
So it is in life. And the Bible tells us this, that at the final judgment, each person was judged according to what they had done.Revelation 20:13.
圣经里启示录二十章十三节告诉我们，在最后的审判里面，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
So our payday may come today. It may come next week, it may come next month, or it may come in the future, but there is a payday.
所以我们所收的报偿，那个日子可能今天就来到，可能是明天，可能是一个月，也可能在将来。
So, this final judgment, we need to know what the Bible says about this final judgment for ourselves to know, for our friends to know, our family. So, this final judgment is also called the Day of Judgment, 2 Peter 2:9, the Day of God's Wrath, Romans 2:5-6, the Great Day. And then Revelation 20, we see here the Great White Throne Judgment.
关于这个最后审判的日子，我们自己应该知道，我们的亲人、我们的朋友都应该知道，在彼得后书那里说称为审判的日子，罗马书二章那里称为神审判的日子，犹大书大日的审判，还有在启示录二十章白色大宝座的审判。
So I want you to come with me and look at this great white throne judgment. The last of the end of Revelation chapter 20. I want you to see what this is all about.
我们一起来看这个启示录二十章白色大宝座的审判。
First of all, we notice that in Revelation 20 in verse 11, John writes these words, When I saw a great white throne.
启示录二十章十一节约翰写道我又看见一个白色的大宝座。
So he describes to us the final judgment, what it looks like. Pay attention. We know what this is all about.
所以我们仔细来看约翰怎样的描述那个最后的审判。
Then he tells us who is the judge.
谁是审判官呢?
And then he wrote these words, And him who was seated on it, the earth and heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them.
与坐在上面的从他面前天地都逃避再无可见之处了。
So we see here that the judge is Jesus Christ, for the Father has committed all judgments to him.
我们看见审判官是耶稣基督因为父已经将审判的事全都交于他。
So, Jesus reminded, one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
我们记得说有一天万膝要跪拜万口要颂扬。
But then we need to take note of this. Who will be judged?
让我们要记得谁是那位审判官。
And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them.
我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前。于是海交出其中的死人死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
So we see here at this great white throne judgment, all the unbelievers at this judgment for only unbelievers, lost sinners who have rejected Christ in this life, they must be judged by Him and face eternal death.
在这个白色大宝座的审判中那些不信的人世上的罪人他们活着的时候拒绝了基督。现在他们必须要来由他来审判也要面对永远的死亡。
There is no hiding from this judgment. There is no place you can go and hide from it.
在这个大的审判里面无可逃避。
And then we need to take note of how they will be judged.
他们要怎样的来被审判呢?
It says here in Revelation 20 that the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life.And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. And each person was judged according to what they had done.
启示录告诉我们案卷展开了并且另有一卷展开就是生命册死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载着照他们所行的受审判他们都照个人所行的受审判。
What are these books?
这些书是什么
First of all, I'd like to suggest to you that the first book is the Bible. The book, God's Word, will be there.
圣经神的话在那里。
Jesus said these words in John 12:48. The word I have spoken, the same will judge him in the last day.
耶稣在约翰在约翰福音十二章说有审判他的就是我所讲的道在末日要审判他。
So we've heard the Bible, Each of us have heard maybe different parts of the Bible, different amounts of the Bible. And whether we receive and believe or reject and refuse, we will be judged by the words of God.
我们都听到许多圣经上的话，我们有没有把它接受在我们的心里面？因为我们知道说末日要照着神的话来审判。
So remember this, every sinner will be held accountable for the truth he or she has heard in this life.
每一个罪人，对于他们今生所听见的真理，他们都有责任。
The more you've heard, the more responsible you are.
听见的越多，我们就有更大的责任。
And even the witness that God gives us in His creation, that we can see that there is the Godhead, that there is a God who created everything, the beauty of His creation.
那万有都可以见证说有一位造物主，就是神。
So those words come back to our minds. Those words we heard of God's Word, it reminds us of the truth that we've heard.
我们所听见神的话就告诉我们神的真理。
Even when we would try to do wrong and we would try to sin, these words come back to our hearts and our minds.
我们犯罪的时候这些话就来提醒我们。
Then there's another book that will be open, and this is called the Book of Life.God's registry will be there.
那里还有本书叫做生命之书哈，那乃是神的，好像神的一个登记册。
And it says in Revelation 20, another book was opened, which is the book of life. And anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire.
启示录二十章，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。若有人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
So this book contains all the names of God's redeemed people. We see several references of it in the Bible.
这生命册上就记着一切蒙神救赎人的名字。
The day that you repent of your sin, the day that you believe on Jesus Christ, your name is written in this book of life, the Lamb's book of life.
当我们悔改信接受耶稣基督的时候，我们的名字记在生命册上。
So the words that we've heard, God's word, will be brought back to our minds. And then there's a book open, the book of life. All the names are written in there of those who receive Jesus Christ.
这一卷展开的就是生命册上面有我们的名字，因为我们相信耶稣基督。
But then there's a third book that will be open.This is called the Book of Recordings. God's records will be there also.
这里还有一个案卷，有一本书，好像是一个档案。
It says Revelation 20, the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books.
死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
Now, I don't know, You know, maybe there's a book with your name there. Or it's a book with everybody's names in it. I don't know. But that book will be open.
不知道是不是记着你的名字，每一个人的名字啊，这本案卷它要被打开。
And if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that book is open. That has recorded all your words, all your deeds. And that will be spoken.
如果你没有真正接受耶稣基督做你的救主，那个案卷要打开，上面有你的名字。
Now, I don't know if those words would be read, or if it would be like a video playing back your life. I don't know.
我不知道那个字是不是用红字写的，或者是像一个放一个录像。
But the truth is there. This is your life as you lived it.
我们知道说，那个真理就是说那个就记载着你一生所有所做所行的。
So, the first application is very important. When this great judgment is finished, all the lost will be cast into the lake of fire, into hell.
我们知道从应用上来看，当这个大审判结束的时候，所有世上的人，他们都落在地狱里面。
Now, Jesus clearly taught the reality of hell. In fact,Jesus tells us more about hell than he does about heaven.
很清楚耶稣在这里他教导了地狱的里面的实际。
We know that heaven exists, but we also know that hell exists. Some people would like to reject that there is a place called hell, but Jesus speaks more of hell than he does even of heaven to warn us.
我们知道说有天堂，同时也有地狱。在主的教训里提到地狱，有时比天堂还更多。
And hell is a witness to the righteous character of God, just like we sang that song today. His righteousness, His judgment, and this place called hell, a place of judgment.
那个地狱见证了神是公义的神。
And because He is righteous, He must judge sin.
因为神是公义的，他要审判罪。
And hell is a witness to man's responsibility, the fact that he is not a robot or a helpless victim, but a creature able to make choices.
地狱也见证了人的责任，因为人不是一个机器人，或者是无助的受害者，人是可以做出选择的生物。
God does not send people to hell. They send themselves by rejecting the Savior, Jesus Christ.
神不是说把人送进地狱，是人自己的选择，拒绝救主，把自己送到了里面。
Maybe you've heard somebody say this question, well, how could a loving God send a person to hell?
有时候我们会听见这些疑问说，为什么一位爱的神会把人送进地狱？
Well, this is the wrong thinking. God isn't the one who sends a person to hell. Their own sins, their rejection of Christ sends them to the place called hell.
那个想法是错的，实际上是因为人自己的罪，乃是人对救主的拒绝。
And hell is a place of eternal fire.
在地狱里面乃是永火。
There's a famous preacher in American history called Jonathan Edwards.
在美国历史上有一位著名的布道家叫爱德华兹。
Jonathan Edwards was not only a pastor and a preacher, but he was also the president of a very famous university.
他不仅是一位很有名的牧师、布道家，他还是一个大学的校长。
I believe it was either Harvard or Yale that he was the president of that university. A very educated man, but he preached a very famous sermon called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
我忘记了他是哈佛还是耶鲁，他有一个很有名的布道，就是说人在神愤怒的手中。
And as he preached this sermon, it's recorded that people would grab the pew in front of them and they would squeeze it and make nail prints into that. They felt like they were ready to fall into hell.
当他传那个信息的时候，这个听众他们非常的惊恐，他们有许多尖叫的声音，他们用手抓住前面的座椅，以至于前面座椅都留下了他们的指印、抓痕。
So this great white throne judgment, this place called hell is real. And we need to all realize this.
那个白色大宝座审判带来的结局，那个地狱是真实的，我们都要来面对。
But there's also another punishment, another judgment, I should say, that we all need to know about. And that is called the great cross judgment.
还有一个审判，我们是都要知道的，那就是十架的审判。
2 Peter 3:9, we read these words, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance."
我们知道说神，彼得前书说他不是单言，乃愿万人得救。
In fact, in 1 Timothy 2:4, we read these words, "God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth."
提摩太前书那里告诉我们，神愿万人得救，明白真理。
So this proves that God doesn't send people to hell, their own choice. They go to this place called hell.
所以我们知道，不是说神把人送进地狱，乃是人自己的选择，把他们送进去。
In our youth group, we're talking about how to know God's will. There are certain seven things we saw in the Bible that God's will for everyone. And the first one is spelled out here in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:4, is God's will is that we all be saved. But we have to make that choice.
我们年轻人在一起学习如何明白神的旨意。我们讲了七点。 啊，其中很重要一个，第一个就是在提前这里所讲的，神的旨意乃是要万人得救。
Now here's a great dilemma, a great problem. We think about how can God judge, be righteous, and how can God forgive sin and be merciful?
所以这里有一个大的矛盾，就是我们知道神怎么样，他会要审判，然后他又是仁慈。
How do we reconcile these two truths we find in the Bible? God is righteous and God is merciful. God has to judge and also we see forgiveness.
我们知道说我们怎样来平衡神的公义还有神的慈爱。
And how can God be just and justify the sinner?
神怎样才能称罪人为义?
Only at the cross. Only at the cross.Can we see God's judgment and mercy and redemption?
我们只有在十架前，我们可以看见神的审判和他的救赎。
I want you to think of that cross. The cross is a place where the judge takes the judgment.
我们一同来思想这个十架。只有在十架上，我们才能看见神的审判和救赎。
And so as we look at that cross, I want you to think about this.Who is our substitute?
我们在十架前，我们来思想说，谁是我们的代替？
So as we look at that cross today, who is our substitute?
我们今天来看
Who can take our place?
十架，谁代替了我们？
1 Peter 2:24, we read these words. Christ said, He Himself bore our sins.In His body on the cross, so that we might die to our sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds, you have been healed.
彼得前书第二章，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
And these words come from Isaiah 53, which we read this morning.There was one who took our place and died on that cross for us.
就像我们在以赛亚书53章所读的，在十架上那一位，他担当了我们的罪。
He took our judgment as he died on that cross. And then we see Jesus bore our sins. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
基督他承担了我们的罪。约翰福音第一章说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
We talked about this week. Our theme was to come, and VBS, come, and we talked about this coming to Christ, and we talked about this using characters, Chinese characters, as they are a picture to us of the truths that are found in the Bible.
我们这个星期暑期圣经学校。我们的主题是来，我们要来到基督的面前。我们看说，在中国的文字当中啊，有这些真理的反应。
So we see this character for me, I, 我 and I am a sinner. We looked at this character, what sin means, and that we are all sinners, and we deserve the judgment of God.
我们看到这个字，我，我们是个罪人。
And then we looked at how.In the garden, that God killed a lamb and made clothing to cover them from their sin and from their nakedness and forgave them of their sin. And so using the lamb, God made a covering for our sin.
我们看见说神在伊甸园的时候当人犯罪神用羔羊的皮子做成衣服给人遮盖。
And so this Chinese character of righteousness shows me that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God as He was introduced. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. As God then looks down upon us, He no longer sees us as sinners, but the Lamb over us that covers our sin. And because we believe, we become righteous. 因信称义。
这个中国的文字可以帮助我们想起说，当这个 义的这个字呢，是羔羊在我之上。当神从天上看我们，他所看见的乃是羔羊。
On that night, the teacher asked a little boy to come forward at VBS. And this little boy came forward, asked him to kneel down. He knelt down on the ground. Of course, he represents to us that we are all sinners. And then the teacher took a sheep's skin and covered that boy with that sheep's skin.
那天晚上那个老师叫一个小男孩到前面来啊，他在跪在前面，代表说我们是一个罪人，然后有一块羊皮放在他的背上。
And so we all looked at him, and we saw that he was covered by the Lamb, and he was righteous.
然后当我们看见看他的时候，我们就看见那个羔羊遮盖他。
And so, when was this cross judgment? About A.D. 30, when Christ Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
十架的审判是什么时候成就的？大概在公元30年，耶稣基督在十架上说，成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
So Jesus Christ on that cross, he took our judgment for us. He died, he cried out, "It is finished." But it doesn't apply to us unless we accept him and believe in him.
耶稣基督在十字架上承担了审判，他为我们的罪而死，然后他也说成了。但是除非我们接受他，这对我们来说并没有用。
And so, where was this cross judgment? In John 19, we read this. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Arabic is Golgotha. And there they crucified him with two others, one on the each side, and Jesus in the middle.
这个十架的审判是在哪里呢？约翰福音告诉我们说，他们就把耶稣带了去。耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，希伯来话叫哥哥他，他们就在那里钉他十字架上。
In Romans 1:18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
罗马书说，原来神的愤怒从天上显在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
And so as Jesus Christ was on that cross, dying for our sin, taking that cross punishment, judgment for our sin, the Bible tells us that there was darkness upon the earth. For 3 hours, there was darkness.
当主耶稣在十架上为我们的罪受死，我们圣经告诉我们说，遍地黑暗三个时辰。
Jesus cried out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? And as our sin was put upon him, God the Father turned away in his wrath, and darkness was upon the earth.
当主耶稣在十字架上担当我们罪的时候，他喊叫说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
You see, that was Christ taking our judgment on himself.
那是基督承担我们的审判。
We must know then what is the reason for the cross judgment. For the wages of sin is death.
我们要问这究竟是为什么？因为罪的工价乃是死。
The eternal Son of God took our eternal death.
神子他承担了我们的永死。
God demonstrates his love for us in this.While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
罗马书五章八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在这里就向我们显明了。
And so God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And so when Christ died on the cross, all our sins were imputed, were put on his account. And he was treated by God as though he had actually committed those sins. He died for us.
当主耶稣死在十架上的时候，我们所有的罪都归在他的身上。在审判里面，好像这些罪是他所犯的一样。
And what are the results of this cross judgment? Christ says in 1 Timothy 4:10, the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe.
十架的审判带来怎样的结局？提摩太前书四章说他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
So when you look at that cross, you see Christ on the cross, He died for all of mankind. But especially for those who turn to Him in faith and repent of their sin and believe in Him, that's the result.
他在十架上面，他乃是为世上所有的人死，但是实际更是那些接受他、相信他的人。
All of those sins have been paid for, and God no longer holds them against us because we have trusted in Christ as our Savior.
所有的罪债都被偿还，神也不向我们追讨。
So Isaiah 1:18 tells us, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool.
所以以赛亚书说，你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白。虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
So we have the great white throne judgment, but we also have the Calvary judgment.
所以有白色大宝座的审判，也有哥哥他的审判。
And when this great judgment was finished, all the believer's sin was judged at the cross by faith in Christ.
那这个大审判结束的时候，所有相信的人，一信基督，他们的罪在十架上受了审判。
Now you remember when Christ was on the cross, there were two thieves, criminals. And so one on this side of him, he said that if you are really the Christ, save yourself and save us. He did not believe.
我们记得说，主耶稣钉在十字架的时候，身边有两个强盗，一个人说，你是基督，可以救自己和我们吧。
But the other one,turned to Christ, and he said these words to Christ. He said this, Don't you fear God, since we are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man, Christ, has done nothing wrong. And then he said to Jesus, Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered, Truly I tell you, today,You'll be with me in paradise in heaven.
另一个强盗说，你既是一同受审判的，还不怕神吗？这个人一件错事没有做，然后他就转向主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，求你得国的时候，请你纪念我。主耶稣说，你今日就要与我同在乐园里了。
So this was the theme of our VBS this past week, and so we learned from this that we are to from the characters and the truth of God's Word, that we're to come to Him. And this is a beautiful picture here. Come. The tree showing us the cross and the one on the cross. And then these two, one turning away and one turning to the cross. And so we're reminded of these three crosses and our decision either to reject and walk away or to turn and believe.And so this cross reminds us we're to come. Come to Christ. Come to God and believe.
所以这个就是我们上周暑期圣经学院的主题。我们看见这些中国的文字提醒我们帮助我们明白神的真理。我们看见这个木头看见这个人也看到这个来就是人来到耶稣基督的面前。来到十架的面前。
So think about this. Which do you choose? The great white throne judgment or the cross judgment?
我们就来思想说我们要怎样的选。选那个白色大宝座的审判呢还是十架的审判。
Now remember this. There was a man by the name of Barabbas. His name means father's son. He was a fallen son of Adam.He was a criminal, a malefactor. And he deserved to be punished. In fact, he was the one who was to be crucified on that cross.
我们记得说有一个人名叫巴拉巴，他的名字意思是父亲的儿子，他也是其实是亚当里面堕落的儿子，他是一个坏人，一个犯罪的人，他理当受刑罚，但是他却被释放了。
And so we see here, Pilate asked the people, "Who would you have?" And they said, "Release Barabbas, allow him to go free."
当比拉多说你们要谁，他们就大声呼喊要巴拉巴。
And then they cried out, "Crucify him, crucify Christ, that Christ would take the place of Barabbas."
当问到这个人耶稣。当怎么办？他们就大声的呼喊说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
We compare this to Jesus. His name means Savior, the faithful Son of God. He went about doing good. He had committed no sin. He was innocent.
我们再来看耶稣，他的名字乃是救主，他乃是忠心的神子。他说他行一切善事。他要犯罪，但却钉在石架上代替巴拉巴。
Jesus was nailed to that cross in place of Barabbas.
耶稣钉在十字架上，代替了巴拉巴。
Jesus died in his place.
为他而死。
John 5:24, "Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and shall not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life."
约翰福音第五章，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Your sins, my sins, must either be judged at the cross or at the great white throne.
你的罪，我的罪，要么是在白色大宝座前受审判。或者在十架前受审判。
All who accept Christ will live with God forever in heaven. Those who turn to Jesus, "I repent of my sin, I accept you, I believe that you died for me," they receive the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
那一切接受相信耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死，为我们复活的人，他就接受了神在耶稣基督里生命的礼物。
But those who reject Jesus will be burned forever in the lake of fire, as it tells us in Revelation 20. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
启示录告诉我们说，那名字没有记在生命册上的，就要被投到火湖里。
So, those who accept Christ or those who reject Christ, those who turned away or those who turned to Christ.
那些接受基督的，那些拒绝基督的，那些来到十架的，那些离开十架的。
So we need to know that this judgment is coming, this final judgment, the great white throne judgment. We face that, or in our repentance and belief, we turn to the Calvary judgment.
我们知道说审判要来，那大宝座的审判，我们是要来经受那个审判呢，还是我们转向耶稣基督？
Let's bow in prayer together.
让我们低头祷告。
Everybody, head bowed and eyes closed, just between you and God.
我们低头就是在祷告，就是我们与神之间。
There are clearly two judgments that are coming. One has already taken place, the cross judgment. Either you accept or you reject the Lord Jesus Christ.
审判要来，有一个已经行了，就是十字架上的审判。我们要来到基督的面前，接受基督还是拒绝基督？
But if you reject Christ and what he did for you on that cross, he died for your sin and for my sin, then you have to face the great white throne judgment.
我们若拒绝基督，他在十字架上所为我们承担的，就我们无关，我们乃要自己承担。
Father in heaven, I pray today for each person that's here.
父啊，我为这里每一个人祷告。
You tell us very clearly that you're not willing, you do not want any person to perish.
你告诉我们说你不愿一人沉沦。
And you prove that by sending your Son, your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin and take that judgment.
你差遣你的独生爱子啊，来到地上，在十字架上为我们受死，来承担我们的罪。
But we have to repent of our sin and believe on the cross, believe that Christ died for my sin and receive Him into my life and heart and forgive me of my sin.
我们要悔改，要相信耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪死了，担当我们的罪。
Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. If there's anyone here today that has never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they would turn to the cross. Otherwise, there is a great white throne judgment that awaits.
今天在父面前祷告，能求主让我们的心回转。若是我们当中还没有接受耶稣基督的，让他们能够转向神。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。